This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Like, that never has been an issue with me. When I know the outcome of something, of a sporting event, but yet they do, like, a 10-part something on that sporting event. Because I'm always intrigued in the story lines between the actual outcome of what I know is going to happen.
Sure. I know what you're saying. Like, I feel like it's always different for me if it's like, a long time ago, and I don't know a lot.
Right.
Like the Last Dance with Jordan or whatever. Right. I mean, I guess the climax was them winning the championship in 98. Everybody knew they were going to. But that was so long ago, so many details I don't remember, like, or didn't even know, because, you know, you're a kid. Like, with the what was it called? Gold?
The Netflix basketball one?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Whatever. Anyway, so it was about the U.S. Olympic run to gold last summer. It was last summer.
Right.
Like, I remember all this stuff. Like, there's a lot of cool details in it for sure, but, like, Randy was saying he finished watching it, and I watched, like, the first two episodes or whatever. And I'll try to finish watching it, but it's hard to be motivated when you know, like, they're building towards, you already know what happened.
Yeah, and for me,
maybe the Canadians are going to get them. They're not.
No.
I watched it.
But I love it. I love just the story of the Canadian that didn't realize R.J. Barrett's dad was who he was.
Yeah, that was cool. That was a really cool story.
I knew the whole Steve Nash thing.
I didn't know Nash was his godfather.
Yeah, I knew that part. But yeah, it was a. Yeah. And then obviously, I love Joker and his teammates, how happy they were to win the bronze and how fucked up they got.
Yeah, I would like to see that part. I would like to see that part.
For me, like with some of those documentaries, is there a story I'm interested in behind the scenes that I don't know about? Like, that's the driving force.
You gotta want to learn something.
Yeah. And it's not that I would learn something if I watched it, but is there something I'm like really want to know? And like I was talking about the sprint documentary, they force fed season two after the Olympics, and like it wasn't that good.
I didn't even finish watching it.
It wasn't that good, but
I couldn't watch season one because Noah Lyles irritated me.
Yeah. Fair. It wasn't that good, but I was so intrigued by the Lyles COVID. Like, hey, what's the deal here? We didn't know.
What's the story?
I know what he said.
Right.
I know he said he had COVID, and that was what, and he had to get wheelchaired off. Like, what's the real story? And so I was interested to find out what was behind the scenes if they show it, and they did. But like, if I didn't have like, the Olympics happened 3 months before this thing,
right?
And I
just happened.
You know me. I'll watch I still watch the highlights of various track and field events from the Olympics now. So like, it's not like how did it, you know, the lean and all that. Like, that's not as interesting as like what the fuck happened in the 200. Did you have COVID, and like, why'd you Paul Pierce yourself out of there? Like,
yeah, sports documentaries are hard now because everything is so, it almost is a documentary in real time anyway.
Players are mic'd up all the time.
Yeah.
You got the parabolic mics that can pick up all sorts of trash talk. And
there's a million hours of pregame. There's a million hours of reaction.
And players tell stories.
Everybody
on podcasts.
Has social media. Yeah. Everybody has a podcast. Like, it's very rare if you're, and again, we also cover it too, so we're paying close attention to it. It's very rare for something to happen now, these days, and have it not be talked about, you know. But, you know, you watch a documentary on a player from the 80s or something, you didn't know, you weren't around for his story, and it's a long time ago. But yeah, it's tough. There's also, I mean, everything has a documentary now. Like, I was
That's the other thing, yeah.
I was listening to Bill Simmons and Ryan Russillo this morning, and they're talking about a 9-part Celtics documentary that they made. I was like, on what?
Simmons on spent time what? On a Celtics
how,
doc? What a
how
shocker.
Are they together?
Good.
They're good?
Yeah, they're good. I mean, they as long as they're just talking NBA, just straight up, like, here's what I think of what's going on, here's what I think of what's going on, whatever. Like, I don't care for a lot of their pop culture stuff.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I don't really find either one of them particularly funny. Mm. but I think they're as knowledgeable on NBA as anybody. So, but they spend too much time on the Celtics.
Yeah.
But that's all right.
Both of them are I know Simmons is a big Celtic guy.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah. Yeah, he's got
Boston. Simmons still thinks the 86 Celtic team could beat everybody.
He does. Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone's compared to old Celtics players. Yeah. Every example is an old Celtics example. It's very
Celtics
tiring.
Were great.
They were great.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them.
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.